It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
An interview with New York Times, Ellen DeGeneres says she's mulling what to do once her contract comes to an end in 2020. She renewed her deal in 2016, but had been close to declining that offer that would have kept her in front of daytime audiences through season 17. She's apparently torn between advice given to her from her brother and her wife, Portia de Rossi. She said, "Portia gets mad when my brother tells me I can't stop." Portia told the New York Times that she believes Ellen has other things she could tackle. The Ellen DeGeneres Show has won 57 daytime Emmys since its debut in 2003.
Get it, girl.
Rapper 50 Cent has revealed that he's working on a new collaboration with Eminem and Ed Sheeran. He tweeted, "I recorded a song last night with Eminem and Ed Sheeran. I had fun doing it. We got some heat." 50 and M have collaborated several times in the past, but haven't worked together since 2012's My Life, which also featured Maroon 5's Adam Levine. In a recent interview with Larry King, 50 Cent said that the pair had reunited in London when Eminem was in town for his revival tour. This is 50 Cent's first collaboration with Ed Sheeran. Eminem has worked with Ed in the past. They released the song River, but there's no word on when we'll get to hear this new track.
That'd be kind of interesting to see how it actually sounds, if it's cool or if it's like really awkward.
I'm excited. I hope it's good. Will Ferrell talked about John C. Reilly's funny bathroom habits.
One of the things I love about John is he has colorful expressions to announce when he's going to the bathroom. Okay. It's become one of my favorite terms as well, that when John has to go number two, which can also be, you've heard the term drop a deuce.
Yeah.
He just says, "Guess what? I got to find my passport. It's somewhere here because I'm taking a trip to Dusseldorf."
And Britney Spears is getting weird again, which I like. She used the Instagram reindeer filter.
Oh, no.
And sang White Christmas with her ears, antlers, and a funny elf voice. But the best part is that even though she's using this Instagram filter and this really high-pitched voice, this is just what she sounds like when she sings for real anyway.
This is like her album.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Wow, like that is, you're right. That is the exact same setting Britney Spears were used to.
That's exactly right. Coming up in less than an hour, Taylor Swift may be a secret FBI agent.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, this is going to make you cry. I'm giving you a mascara alert. This young girl wrote a letter to Santa. She says, "Look, if you can just do this for Christmas, I don't want toys. You don't have to come to my house." I'll read it for you next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.